Behold your king riding on a donkey as he comes into Jerusalem. The key word here is fulfilled. Matthew is writing, he's a Jew, writing to the Jews, trying to convince them Jesus was the one. He was the Messiah. 76% of the book of Matthew alludes or directly quotes the Old Testament. Mark, on the other hand, had a totally different game plan. He was writing to the Romans, the practical people, the people who admired strength, decisiveness. And so his portrait of Christ, Jesus is the authoritative Son of God. The key verse is Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of God came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many." The key word is immediately. It happens over 45 times in the book. He's decisive. He's strong. He comes to the Romans and says, there's power. More miracles are recorded in Mark, which is the shortest book, than any other gospel. See, they've got a purpose. The third synoptic, as they're called, is Luke. And synoptic, if you hear that term literally means seeing together. Matthew, Mark, and Luke were all written in the same time frame, and they form a composite picture of seeing together Christ. We're going to learn in just a minute that God let John live an old life, and he's going to write his about 90 AD, when he's about 90, because some things are going to infiltrate the church, and John is going to preserve the right doctrine and the right teaching. We'll get to that in a second. Luke is writing historically, and he writes to the Greeks. And his message is that Jesus is the perfect Son of Man who came to save and minister to all people through the power of the Holy Spirit and prayer. His key verse, Luke 19:10. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." And that's why, see, Jesus is the picture of what's the ideal man. That's what was attractive to the Greek mind. The ideal man is someone who lives in humility and dependence, empowered by the Spirit on God. And that's why there's more sermons and teaching and practice of prayer in Luke than any other gospel. Because people that really want to draw close to God out of the Spirit's work instead of the flesh are people that pray. Finally, John comes in. The church has grown. A number of things have come up. And some heresies. People were saying, well, maybe Jesus really wasn't God. Maybe he was just a really great teacher. And, you know, it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. And how can we be sure? And, you know, John says, inspired by the Holy Spirit, "Jesus is fully divine, the Son of God, whom we should believe in to receive eternal life." He quotes Jesus as the great I am. Ego a me. Jesus steps up and says, he pulls right out of Exodus chapter 3, God's most personal name, Yahweh, "I am that I am." And Jesus calls himself that.